Hello.
Oh,
come on, get up.
That's much better, much better. Okay, I'm glad I called you. Yeah, I can hear you better. So go ahead and let's start with the card number one last time.
Okay, please give me a second.
Sure.
No, no more. That's it. Wash hair first. After that, wash your face. And here. Wash your face very good. Your teacher is here. She's outside. Mama, let's go. Don't come on here. Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am.
No problem. Go ahead.
4207.
Okay.
07, I'm sorry.
4207.
Mm-hmm. 6703.
4298.
6299.
6299. And expiration?
February 31.
And then the code? 054. 054. Now, what's the billing address on this card? It's not the 4222 Kinsey Street, is it? Because that one's yours.
One second, please.
Okay.
You know, just something. Okay, what was your question, please, ma'am?
What's the billing address that goes with this card?
Yeah, in the same area. Just put my address. It's okay.
If it's not the same address that the statements go to, it might not go through, but I can try it. What's the name on this card?
The name? Samuel Serafino.
Samuel, like S-A-M-U-E-L?
S-I-M-A-O. Serafino is S-E-R-A-F-I-N-O.
Okay, Samuel Serafino. Is he there so that I can verify that we're allowed to use this card on behalf of your business?
Yeah, you can use it. He's not here.
Okay.
I just spoke with him during the day, and he gave me the card.
And he knows you were going to be charging $149?
Yes. I told him $150. I didn't know it's $49, but it's the same thing, $49.
It didn't go through. It says insufficient funds. So maybe I can try it again in the morning and make sure that it goes through. If it doesn't go through, just tell him to put a little bit more money in it because for some reason this says insufficient funds. But I'll
try again.
Right now?
Yes, try again because sometimes they are crazy. Like I told
oh, you're
you.
Right. It went through. Yeah, sometimes they'll get a notification that it's going to charge and then you have to accept it and then it won't go through the first time. But it did go through now. So what I'm going to do, since today is the 2nd, I'll push your next billing out to March 2nd so you get another full month of service. And then please make sure to call me before that, before March 2nd to update the card to the new one, because if you forget to call, it will charge on this one, and I don't want that to happen since it's just
no,
the one.
No, please, don't charge in this card because this card is not mine. It just helped me. Don't
okay, I'll do it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go put your first card back on file. That one was no good, but at least we'll put it back on file. That way, next month, if you forget to call, it won't charge this one, okay?
Okay, just when the card will come, I will...
Please.
It gives you the... Please, Tina, please, I just paid this money because you promised me this month it would be very better than those months past. Please, because
yes.
I didn't get any clients from you I need a client. I need to work. I need a customer. Please, I need your help. Please.
Okay. Don't worry. I'm going to have the technicians do some extensive work on your account and some updates. And then also I'm going to do more posts for you. So I have this all set where, you will see better results this month. So thank you for trusting us and knowing that this is the month that you're going to see a stronger return. And then in the meantime, I did put the original card number back on file that ends in 9144. That way, this card that you used for the one-time payment, it won't accidentally get charged again in March in case you forget to call, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad that I was able to talk to you before I left the office. And in the meantime, have a great evening, too, okay?
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.